Good morning, and thanks, and be unto God for this wonderful occasion to speak to men on this day at the great Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Freeman and officers and members of the Ebenezer Church for having me and extending the invitation, for certainly it is delightful pleasure for me to be here and to share with you on this very special occasion. And then I want to say thank you to my brother, beloved Brother Greg Robeson, whom I've known, well, he said 25 years. It may have been longer than that, for that gracious introduction. I'm not sure if he was talking about me or someone else he knew, but I'm very appreciative for those kind words. Today, I would not like to hold you long, but I would like to speak to you concerning your theme, Christian Brothers Matter. Christian Brothers Matter. The fact that brothers matter is a different scenario than Christian brothers. But I would like to take a look at the text and pull from what James has to say. As we take a look at James chapter 1 verses 2 and 3. And I'm reading from the World English Bible, and it reads as follows. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you fall into various temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. I like that because there's a challenge, because many of us in our goings and comings forget about the challenges of life. And life offers many, many challenges to us. The very first phrase in that second verse, James says, count it all joy. He uses a Greek accounting term, and which means to collect. And if we are to take a reflective look back, we will find that there are things in our lives that don't really add up, so we think. But James says, consider all of them, not just the good, not just the bad, but consider all things. Well, if I was to say one thing right now, it would be this, and that is our best test for Christian growth and maturity is trouble. If you have not experienced trouble in your life, you probably have not experienced much growth. It is through the trials that we experience that we experience real growth. In fact, we can discover the kind of real faith that we are processed through only when we have trials in our lives. Trials not only reveal our faith, but they also develop our character. You can't become somebody until you have been developed. And it is through the trials that we go through that oftentimes help develop us into what God would have us to be. I'm not what I would be. I'm not what I want to be. But I hopefully would be what God would have me to be. after he has developed me. I have to allow God the opportunity to develop and mature me. Sometimes I forget who I am. I think I can do it all by myself and forget that it was with the help of God that I was able to overcome. The trying of my faith worketh patience, and patience is an enduring faith, faith that has staying power. If you don't have staying power, you need to check your faith. Christian brothers, they matter. But if you don't have faith, you need to check yourself at the door. Because oftentimes, our faith is developed not by our own merits, but by what God does in us and through us. Christian brothers, lives matter. So God is trying to produce in every Christian faith that overcomes, faith that endures, faith that has staying power. Far too long, far too many times do we fall by the wayside, thinking that we can do it all by ourselves, thinking that we have the power within ourselves. But we really don't have it. God is the one that nurtured it through us. God is the one that provides it through us. God is just trying to produce an inward change. My Lord. God is trying to produce an inward change, allowing each and every one of us to show outward what he has done for us inward. So our outward trials help to build us and develop an overcoming faith. God wants us to understand that trials in the life of a Christian are unique. But you have to understand, you're not by yourself. Sometimes we throw pity parties and we think we're there all by ourselves. But God intends for us to go through some trials because he has a greater good for you and for me. And that is to develop us into what he would have us to be and not what we would think we should be. If you are going through trials right now, realize that God is not picking on you. He's just working on you. If you're going through trials right now, God is not picking on you. He's just developing you. If you're going through something right now, realize that you have in God all that's necessary to overcome. Trials and testing happen in our lives to produce real Christian joy. I don't have nothing to shout about if I haven't gone through anything. It is a joy that causes me to rejoice. Not the joy that I produce, but the joy that he produces within me. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? It's the joy that brings rejoicing because we can see through the trials. He gives us a glimpse of what's on the other side. Hallelujah. That we don't just have to sit and look and wonder, because he allows us to have aspirations and hope that he'll bring us out. Because the same God that brought us to this point is also the same God that will take us to the next point. No matter what we suffer, we shall see heaven. No matter how long we suffer, we shall see heaven. No matter how bitter the anger may be in life, we shall see heaven. A spiritually mature Christian who possesses overcoming faith will rejoice in trials. Why? Because I can look back and see where he brought me from. I can look back and shout because I know that it was the Lord that brought me to this point. Our Christian joy is produced by the Holy Spirit and is not dependent on circumstances. My circumstances change, but God does not change. Hallelujah. Many Christians lose their joy when they have a flat tire. Bills become due. Run out of rent money. Lose their job. And all those other things. But you can't lose your hope. Because the same God that brought you is the same God that's going to keep you. Trials and testing happen in our lives to produce an enduring faith. If you look at that third verse, it's an enduring faith. Knowing, Paul said, knowing. I don't have to guess about it. I don't have to think about it. But know. I know. I know who holds my tomorrows. I know who's got my back. I know who takes care of me. And I know who carries me through my trials. Testing happens in our lives to produce an enduring faith. That's a mighty word. The text teaches us the trying of our faith worketh patience. Patience means endurance, staying power. Christians who have no staying power, they don't have any endurance. It is through our trials God develops us to increase our endurance. I'm reminded that a marathon runner will torture their bodies to teach them to endure the marathon race. They teach themselves to handle the pain of the race. They teach themselves to handle the pain, the pace. They teach themselves to handle the length of the race and time. But they also teach themselves how to overcome the need for rest. Because as they're running, their body say give up. But they have to teach their mind that there's still some left in the tank. Amen. My wife and I, we bought some vehicles. They were called Sunbirds some years and years ago. And funny thing about Sunbird is that when the tank showed empty, it really wasn't empty. You still had a reserve in the tank. And I learned how to drive the tank on empty. Yeah. And so many times when it would hit the empty, I knew I had some reserve in the tank. I've become like the marathon runner. I didn't listen to the sign that said give up because I knew I had some left. Well, God instills that in each one of us. He gives us what we need when it seems like we run out, God said you still have some left. So when the time comes to stop, don't give up. Just keep on running. Don't stop. Just keep running. God wants us to be a long distant Christian, not a 100-yard dash. 100-yard dash, you're done and you're finished. But a long distant Christian has to run a long time before they finish the race. Well, as we look at a close here, working with a specific purpose in mind is what we generally want to do. But we don't know the mind of God, but God know our mind. God is trying to produce in us an overcoming, long-lasting, durable faith. Many Christians quit when their faith is tried. But don't be a quitter. Be one that holds out to the end. What is it that make Christians want to quit? I don't know. But I know that there are a lot of quitters in the world. And in this society, talking about Christian Brothers Matter, there's a movement called Black Lives Matter. And I don't want to mix the two. But if you really care about lives in general, you care about what God is doing in your life and the life of others, and we have to be able to endure the hardness like a good soldier. He expects us. He expects us to be a soldier on the cross. Not give up, not give in, but stand the test of time. Trials and testings happen in our lives to mature us. I wonder why so many Christians remain babes and never grow up and develop. Trials must come. We must have trials because trials produce enduring faith. Trials produce patience. Trials produce spiritual maturity. At some time you must grow up. I must grow up. And we can only do that because Christian brothers really matter. Perfect and entire means in the text, mature and complete. God wants some mature and complete folk. Amen. He don't need any babes that's been in the church 30 and 40 years. Wanting nothing, understanding nothing, meaning and lacking in nothing. We cannot mature. We cannot mature and be becoming complete Christian until we learn to endure the trials that are beset us. A spiritually mature Christian has learned to totally lean upon Christ for strength, for everything, not just for something. None of us can stand alone. None of us. Spiritual maturity is God's goal for our life. God would have each of us to become spiritually mature. If a baby remains a baby for long, we know something's wrong with the baby. And if we remain spiritually immature in the church for too long, we ought to look at ourselves and say something's wrong with me. Some believers are babes in Christ and have been for years, though we don't like to admit it. That is not God's plan. That's not God's will. But let patience have her way. We must be willing to allow God to mature us. It's not up to us, but it's up to God. It's up to God. And he has an open hand in each of our lives to take us from where we used to be to where he needs us to be. I am blessed, but I'm also maturing. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm growing to be where God would have me to be. And that all comes through his maturing. God wants me to get there. How will he get you there, preacher? By teaching. By teaching of his word. How will he get you there, preacher? By prayer and his presence in my life and the presence of others' lives. By the work of the Holy Spirit. How will he get you there, preacher? By listening to his word and allowing him to nurture my heart according to his will. I'm not what he would have me to be yet. But he's still working on me. And if I allow him to continue to work on me, one of these days, I'll be what he want me to be. I'll be what he would have me to be. And I'll grow into what he would have me to be. And when that happens, God will have matured me. Not according to my will, but according to his will. Why? Because Christian brothers matter. God bless you. And God keep you.
After such an encouraging message from Pastor Rich, we want to extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. We invite you to come follow the Jesus who gives you enough reserve in your tank to persevere after trouble has entered your life. So we extend the invitation to Christ as our men's ensemble sings for us, Walk With Me.
Jesus.